The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Jaguar. Introducing Jaguar Checkered Flag Special Editions. Our world-class saloons and SUVs are better than ever, with more luxury as standard. Jaguar.ie.
Now, interim guidance produced by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre could see school pupils attending school part-time with the prospect of what's called blended learning. Physical distancing means capacity will be an issue for most when the schools reopen in September. Now, to get more of an insight into the challenges that schools face, I'm joined by Matt Melvin, Principal of St Etchan's National School in Westmeath. And Matt, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, when are you going to be in your school again?
Well, actually, I'm not in it today. I was in it all week, and I'm in it tomorrow. And on Monday, we're opening for July provision for the children in our early intervention classes and for senior pupils who have autism. So we'll have 18 children in the school for the next 4 weeks, starting on Monday.
But you'll have loads of room for 18. There's no problem with the 18.
Those classes are six children in each of the early intervention classes, and then six children in the senior classes with autism will be in a class together as well. So we will be, well, I mean, it's very difficult. The children in the early intervention rooms are less than four or five, you know, so they're preschool children. So it's going to be impossible to implement social distancing with them. The older children, it will be possible. Yes.
Yeah. Now,
and we actually got guidelines on that last week. So I think the new guidelines are much the same. So I'm kind of looking forward to being able to walk through those. So it'll give us some idea as to how we can manage, you know, in September when we get the 540 children back into the school, which obviously
that was my question about the guidelines. I mean, are they clear? Because I could read them and I wouldn't understand the practicalities of them not being in a school. But, you know, you as a principal, you look at those guidelines and you've got to see, do they make practical sense?
Yeah, well, first of all, I suppose, Pat, a lot of people put a lot of work into it over the last few months. And a lot of the time in Ireland, we tend to, you know, and teachers in particular, pick up a red pen when they read a document. So there is a lot of work gone into it. So it does, I think, by and large, make pretty good sense. I do think that certainly up to second class, we can manage what they've put in place if they, you know, if we operate proper hand hygiene, if we stagger our starts. We've got a particularly big site. We've a 7-acre site in the school. We have four playgrounds, so we've a pretty good drop-off facility. So I think we probably could manage. We'll obviously have to stagger entry and egress and manage that particularly well. 1 meter social distancing from third to sixth will be difficult. We have small classes in sixth, but our fourth classes next year are going to have 30 children each in them. So that is, it's not going to be possible to implement social distancing in those classes. Yeah. But again, it does recommend that you do the best you can. And we have a new school with pretty new classes. So I would be confident enough if we use the wet areas in the school and other areas, we should be able to, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to take all the children back and operate the school, you know, in whatever the new normal is.
Yeah. So you were talking about staggered times and so on. Do you actually see that as a reality, that some kids would not be starting all together at the same time?
Well, I mean, looking at the recommendations, it's, you know, you have to try and avoid congregation on the playgrounds in the morning and in the evening. So we'd be asking probably that children would come directly, reading this now, and again, we'll have to walk through it, that children maybe would come directly into school and that you could limit interaction. Like, and I mean, I really love the playground in the morning and meeting parents, and there's a great buzz around the school, but, you know, that isn't going to be possible anymore. So people, we're going to have to try and avoid. And I mean, avoid social contact between adults is quite challenging. Like, a lot of parents meet each other in the morning in the playground, you know, before their children come into school. So that's something we're going to have to manage, and we'll have to get further guidance on it. But I mean, it's not going to be practical or safe to have hundreds of children from a whole variety of different classes gathering freely with their parents. So I suppose we have 540 children. We could have maybe 700 people on the school grounds, you know, between 9 and quarter past 9 every morning when we open. So that's obviously something now, we're going to have to manage.
Children,
and then in the evening, the infants go home earlier than the, you know, the children from first to sixth. So again, they will probably have to go directly out to their cars or directly onto their bus or walk directly home, and we will have to supervise and manage that that's done. But they're a very very decent and well-mannered people in Kinnegad, so I'm sure that they'll comply with whatever the regulations are. And Pat, everybody's going to be so happy to be back in school, not least the principal. So
okay, and the final question is
about we will do what about we can to make it work.
Yeah. The final question is really about the children themselves. I mean, children often know a lot more about things than their parents think they know. And I'm wondering what level of understanding they have after all of this, the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis. Yeah. I mean, they're learning things, they're hearing things. So do you think that they will have a fairly decent understanding, even at the younger level, of what's going on?
Oh, I would have every confidence in the children to be able to manage these. You know, children are incredibly adaptable and they're vibrant and they're open to, you know, to learning and to knowledge and to getting on with things. So I think children will have a very much a can-do attitude. I mean, we were operating the Google Classroom suite during the lockdown, and I was visiting the virtual classrooms every day, and the level of knowledge and understanding and appreciation children had about what was going on was, you know, was heart-lifting. And I'm pretty sure that if we all have a proper attitude to it, it would be, you know, it should be very possible to do it. I do think there's a lot more work to be done, though, Pat, in relation to it. What is done is terrific. But, I mean, you know, they need to have some kind of contingency in place around what do we do if teachers are absent and how do we manage. You know, I'm very concerned that they won't put the personnel, the investment into personnel into the schools that they should in order to mitigate, you know, the potential pitfalls that we have, you know. Right. So,
well, it's a first time for everybody, Matt, and we shall just see how it works out and hope there isn't a surge in the meantime.